Well, the difference, the most illustrative description of these things might be to compare circuit switching with dedicating a piece of highway from Los Angeles to New York while you're riding your bicycle on it. And no one else is allowed on the bicycle path until you get to New York, at which point then you get off and somebody else can get on. It's a very inefficient use of the available capacity. Packet switching is more like what you see on the road today, where you have a big wide freeway and you have lots and lots of cars all sharing the common traffic. And as long as you don't bump into each other, you know, you actually get much better use of the capacity of the highway. So packet switching is basically like the cars using the same, multiple cars using the same facilities one after the other. Another analogy for packet switching, which I find quite appealing, is to imagine postcards.
Mm-hmm.
Because a postcard bears a lot of resemblance to an electronic packet. They both have a finite size. And just like a postcard, an electronic packet has a source and destination address, to and from address. And there's no guarantee when you put a packet into the system that it will come out, just like when you put a postcard into the postal service, there's no guarantee that it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
If you put two postcards into the postal service, they don't necessarily come out in the same order you put them in. This is also true of internet packets. So everything you know about postcards applies to internet packets, except that postcards run about 100 million times faster than typical... internet packets run 100 million times faster than a postcard. Of course, that doesn't make it reliable at all. And so in order to make the electronic postcard notion work, the packet switching notion work, reliably, you have to layer on top of that additional procedures and protocols and standards between the source and destination. For internet purposes, we invented TCP, Transmission Control Protocol, which does, in fact, provide reliability in sequencing and flow control, which you don't necessarily get from the underlying basic internet packets. So we built up, the community of internet researchers has built up layer after layer of protocol and application structure in order to take advantage of the commonality of the support below, say the packet level, and then as each protocol gets layered on top, it takes advantage of whatever the underlying layer is capable of supporting.